You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
And we're going to jump into a little bit of Silver Scroll chat now. It happened last night. One of the nominees was Benny for her fantastic track Soaked. We're going to listen to a little bit from pre-awards, so no one knew what was happening yet. Benny, how are you feeling?
I'm feeling good.
Feeling very good. You should be feeling good. You got a fantastic nomination for a fantastic song.
Yeah, thank you.
How's the build up been? You feeling a bit excited?
Yeah. I've been like kind of like super chill because I but like I'm just happy to be here. I'm happy to be here, Mum. But I'm stoked that I got nominated. I mean, it was like, I don't even know what to say. Like, it's crazy that it's even here, and I did not expect anything of this. But like,
also
happy to be here.
So wicked that you got to record it in Te Reo Māori as well this year. How was that?
That was wild, man. Like, I got super, and I keep telling everyone this, like, I get real emotional about it, and like, even just when I found out that I was gonna do it, and like when I got sent the lyrics and stuff, I like started crying all over the place. But I mean, like, being able to do that, I like it better than the original, to be honest.
That's awesome.
But that whole project is amazing. Yeah.
It is an incredible project. Yeah. Just gives so much like second life to all these songs that we love so much already.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
True that.
Totally. And back at Laneway this year as well.
Yes.
Very cool.
Yes.
Round two?
Round two.
Biggest stage, do you reckon?
Actually, apparently it is. So.
Ooh, you're first, folks. Benny on the big stage.
Benny on the big one, yeah.
Hey. We're going to let you get back to it.
Cool, Beanage.
Good luck.
Thank
you. We'll cross our fingers for you.
Thank you.
We are saying that to everybody just to be nice.
Yeah,
but also
you got to be nice to everyone.
But also,
it's okay.
Thank you. Good luck.
Thanks.
And we'll see you at Laneway.
Yeah, man.
Cheers.
My tongue is sealed within my mouth. These certain words, they can't come out. These thoughts are walking on their own, dancing around with no control.
I know what I did to you was wrong. that's why I've kept it for this long. Secrets have been brewing up a storm. Did not expect it to transform.
This is Benny, of course, with Soaked. And if you like the sound of that, you can catch her at Laneway. We're talking Silver Scrolls on the BFM Breakfast Show this morning. Tess and I headed along last night with the old handy BFM microphones. We were like a little conjoined twin. Tess had the little the little Zoom and I had both mics, and it made some interesting navigation around a room full of people holding champagne glasses, but it was very fun.
It was fun.
And we spoke to some of the nominees and we spoke to some of the winners as well. And one of the winners we spoke to was Angelique Tirona, who won the APRA Maioha Award, which recognises exceptional waiata featuring te reo Māori. She won that alongside Taina Keelan and Mātauranga Tirona, who wrote the song with her. It's a beautiful waiata. And the person who presented that award was Rhea Hall, who did the most incredible speech about the importance of upholding te reo Māori and basically holding people to account and saying we're not good enough, we don't do enough for reo Māori and we need to step up for that. She also talked about gender inequality as well in the
Especially
music industry.
On festival lineups and gig yeah. lineups.
So that was pretty powerful stuff. And she won it last year as well. Rhea won the award last year. So we spoke to Angelique after she had won. So let's have a listen to that now. Kia ora, Angelique. How are you?
Kia ora, I'm good.
Congratulations. Thank you. Hugely well-deserved win. How are you feeling?
It's kind of not really sunken in. I mean, it's all just happening very fast. Kind of nervous. Kind of.
A champagne bottle literally just popped in the corner. It was very fitting.
Yeah, very.
And how does it feel? Because it's been quite an amazing night with a lot of people. Rhea Hall was incredible, speaking about the importance of reo Māori in music in Aotearoa. How's that felt for you?
It's really cool. It's actually, what's the word? It's very encouraging. It's nice to just hear someone at that calibre talk to you about that and stuff. It's just really
totally.
Cool.
Yeah. Also, the Blue Smoke was amazing. That was incredible to hear that in reo Māori as well.
Yes.
That was just incredible.
Yeah.
Any other highlights of the night for you?
Oh, that was mean because... Lisa Tomlin's the one that was singing on the left, or on the right, is my tutor at school. I go to Whitsunday, so
that's
really
awesome.
Cool to see.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
What are you going to be doing to celebrate next couple of days?
Well, I still study, so I guess I'm just back into homework and back in classes and stuff, yeah.
Well, huge congratulations. Thank again, you. Really well deserved. Have a nice night.
Thank you, you too. Thank you.
This is Angelique Tarona singing Ka'au, which won the APRA Maioha Award last night alongside Taina Keelan and Maturanga Tarona, who wrote the song together, for Exceptional Waiata. That's what that award is for, and it was totally beautiful to hear the rendition that was done of that. It was also, as you'll have heard in that little clip there, amazing to hear Blue Smoke, one of New Zealand's sort of foundational songs, recognised last night in the New Zealand Music Hall of Fame, but also then done in Reo Māori as well, which was totally stunning and made me cry like a little baby, I'm not going to lie. So that was a total highlight of the night for me.
BFM.
95 BFM.
You're listening to 95 BFM. We're going to jump back to some Silver Scrolls chat now. We spoke to Liz Stokes of the Beths last night, plus the rest of her band, before the awards ceremony. So let's have a listen. They were nominated for Happy Unhappy. Liz Stokes, how are you going?
Hello. Hello. That's not the way to answer that question. Well, how are you?
Good. This is pre-awards. How are we feeling? A little bit nervous, a little bit excited?
Yeah, I'm excited. We weren't here last year for the awards, so it's nice to be able to come and celebrate. It's nice, yeah.
So have you got the whole band in tow?
I have. Yes,
not at this immediate moment right
yeah,
now.
Yeah,
just
I think
for the listeners.
Maybe they got a little bit that. Lost between walking into the building and coming into this room, but I'm sure they'll be here any second.
Yeah. Anything you're particularly excited for tonight?
I'm excited to hear all the songs played by in like weird and freaky ways.
The best.
As per usual. And I don't know, it'd be nice to just run into friends and things, and I don't know, I don't really know what to expect, I guess.
Exactly. I guess celebrate everybody's cool songwriting.
Yeah, that's going to be really cool.
Awesome. Thanks, Liz.
95. Yeah, hey, I'm Jonathan, and this is Tristan and Ben from the Beths.
Hello, the Beths. We had Liz on her own before, and now we've got the whole gang together. How are you guys feeling about tonight?
Yeah, good. Proud of Liz.
Yeah, excited. It's my first Silver Scrolls. It's going to be great.
I'm nervous for myself, but confident for Liz.
That's a good way to be, I feel. It's been a bit of a massive year for you guys. You've been touring around, having a good time, I assume?
Yeah, about 3 weeks ago, we got back from a four-month tour of Europe, UK and the States, and that was really full on. We're really happy to be home. We've had a little bit of a holiday and started working on some new stuff, but good to be back. Very good to be back.
It's good to have you back, and we're excited to see you playing a couple of shows in Tamaki Makaurau in a couple of weeks' time. Very exciting, and around the rest of the country, if anyone's listening from elsewhere, shout-outs. Are you guys looking forward to hitting home soil with some tunes?
Absolutely. We've played so many gigs overseas. It's going to be great to play back home.
Yeah, we can't remember what a New Zealand audience is like. I'm sure they're great, though.
Well, thank you so much, and good luck tonight, Liz. Let's listen to Liz's track. Well, it's the whole Beth's track, but Liz wrote it, and that's who was nominated. This is Happy Unhappy.
Out on the couch, wondering if you feel the same.
That was the Beths, of course, with Happy Unhappy. It was such a pleasure to see the whole band hanging out at the Silver Scrolls last night. We're going to hear now from another nominee for a different category this time. Also a winner as well. This is Carl Stephen, who you will know from the likes of Queen Neptune, Supergroove, many other awesome musical projects that make their way onto the BFM airwaves. You might not know that he's got this whole other musical life where he basically writes and composes music for films and for television. And so that was what he was up for last night. He was up for two awards, the APRA Best Original Music in a Series Award and also Film Soundtrack 2. So the one that he won last night was the Original Music in a Series, and that was for The Bad Seed, a TV show that you may have watched. So let's hear from Carl now. Congratulations, Carl.
Thank you very much.
You've got a very fancy award in your hand there. What's that?
It is a kauri cone. They're like a pine tree, eh? That has a cone, and it's a cone, but made in brass.
And quite large, too. Very.
It's epic.
Like, that's the size of a grapefruit, maybe,
it's
shall we say?
It's the size of a huge. Including the wood, it's like a family Bible or something.
Yeah,
you
it's.
Could
bash it's a
it
hefty
against
one.
The table and, yeah, frighten people into submission.
I hope that's not what you're going to do with it, though. You're going to maybe stick it on the mantelpiece and.
Yep.
Crow over it for a bit.
Yeah, that's right. Try and keep the cat from rubbing his cheeks against it the way he does with everything in the studio.
Oh, very nice. How are you feeling? Very pleased?
Yeah. No, very. It's always fun to be at these things, and really cool to have all the musicians in one room and hanging
out.
So it's great.
Totally. Well, thank you so much. Enjoy your night, Carl.
Thank you very much.
So congratulations again to Carl Stephen, and also congratulations because Queen Neptune made it into the top 95 on Friday as well, number 79 for the Queen's Speech.
BFM.
I was listening to the Queen's Speech, and she was talking about the importance of the aspiration to home ownership. Prison governors and eradicating radicalism in all forms. And I thought, I got a bad feeling about this. I got a bad feeling. And I was looking at her hat while she talked about better lives for the poorest households, with a family around her sitting on golden chairs. This jewel on her hat, it was the size of a mouse, the size of a large hors d'oeuvre, it was the size of a luxury soap, the size of a box of matches, half a Twinkie, a number 7 egg, it was the size of a baby's fist, and the baby awoke, and it raised his fist, and it said to the Queen, you gotta give all that shit up, you gotta give all that shit up. You gotta give all that shit up, my queen. You gotta give all that shit up. And I looked at her son tapping his foot with his brocade and medals and ribbons on, and I thought, next time you accessorize, before you leave the palace, take one thing off. At least one thing. And then the queen got up, and these kids came up to carry the hem of her garment. Four of them for this just one queen. I thought, this is fucked. These people need new clothes. And I thought about the story in which when the Nazis occupied Denmark, commanded all the Jews to wear armbands with the Star of David. The king's family wore the armband, so everyone started wearing it, and no Jews were killed. And I wondered what equivalent thing the Queen could do today. Apply for a job at Starbucks, mortgage the palace, try to stay in the job market at her age. Buy her son a t-shirt, lose the hat. So I guess I got quite a lot out of it.
I decided to devote myself to the presentation of anarchism, a social philosophy which aims at the emancipation social, political, and spiritual of the human race.
Congrats again to Carl Stephen, winner of the Best Original Score to a TV Series last night at the April Silver Scroll Awards. Of course, the big award that everyone is very excited about at the Silver Scrolls is the Silver Scroll itself. And this year, it was taken out by...
Hey, how are you feeling ahead of the awards?
I feel good.
Feel good?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're coasting in on the back of a win already this year.
Yeah, I've had enough.
Yeah, yeah. You happy to see someone else take it?
It's Aldous's turn, for sure.
You reckon that's your hot tip?
Yeah, definitely.
Not by Tom Scott, but by the person he was picking the title. Before the ceremony, it was Aldous Harding with The Barrel.
Looks like a date is set. show the ferret to the egg. I'm not getting let alone.
Aldous Harding with The Barrel. This is the winner of the 2019 APRA Silver Scroll. Congratulations, Aldous. Very deserved. Very deserved top five, though. Happy Unhappy by The Beths. Olympic Girls by Tiny Ruins. Soaked by Benny. The Barrel by Aldous. And Years Gone by the Avondale Bowling Club.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.